The idea behind drug courts is to keep nonviolent offenders out of jail. But that doesn't mean they get off easy. Drug courts like this one in Kalamazoo, Michigan, closely monitor defendants and require them to undergo substance abuse treatment and counseling. And if they don't comply, they have to answer to the judge.
I haven't seen you for a while. Where you been?
Just out, couldn't face you, and made a lot of mistakes in my life.
Judge Robert Croft oversees the Kalamazoo Women's Drug Court. Drug court advocates say programs like this are effective on many levels. By keeping nonviolent drug offenders out of jail, drug courts save money. And because they treat addictions, the programs also claim to lower recidivism rates. Most drug courts use a team approach. Substance abuse specialists work side by side with case managers, attorneys, and judges to design individualized treatment programs. But it's this integrated treatment that has some people questioning the approach.
Why should we spend the time and resources of the cop on the beat, to the prosecutor, to the judge, to the defense attorney, creating the system of putting people through the criminal justice system just to get them treatment when we can give them treatment directly?
Daniel Abrahamson is director of legal affairs for the Linda Smith Center, a nonprofit think tank that studies U.S. drug policies. He says drug abuse is a public health issue, and therefore it should be left to substance abuse specialists. Judge Robert Croft says many legal professionals agree.
Well, for a lot of judges, they see this as social work.
Croft has presided in drug court for more than 3 years. He says the drug courts put judges in a different kind of role, giving input into the defendant's overall treatment.
Many judges want to simply make their sentencing decision and then expect they'll never see the person again because they'll either successfully complete it or they will see that person again when he or she violates probation. But other than that, they don't want to be involved in their life.
Croft says it takes a special kind of judge to preside in drug court, someone who can be stern yet compassionate. There are now drug courts operating in all 50 states, and last year alone the federal government devoted about $35 million to develop new programs and expand existing ones. But Robert Dowd says drug courts are just another misguided attempt to control drug use. Dowd is a retired Air Force colonel who's now a vocal opponent of U.S. drug policies. He's author of the book, The Enemy Is Us, How to Defeat Drug Abuse and End the War on Drugs. Dowd says a better approach would be to decriminalize drugs and put a lot more emphasis on educating people about the dangers of addiction.
Of course, everybody throws up their hands in horror as soon as you say legalization. But let me point out that without throwing anybody in jail, we reduced the consumption of cigarettes by over 50% in the last 30 years, and we control cigarettes quite well.
Still, as long as drugs remain illegal, many people maintain that drug courts are a better alternative than incarceration. But even drug court advocates admit that it's tough to generalize about the effectiveness of the programs, because each drug court can be so different. There are no uniform standards for who can enter the programs, and there's little research on which programs work and why. That's caused some people to question why drug courts are expanding so rapidly when so much remains unknown. But Professor Harold Pollack defends that growth. Pollack teaches health policy at the University of Michigan.
I would like to see research driving public policy, but the fact is that very often one has to act before the research is in. And in an evolving intervention like this, it's not clear to me that we would have known exactly what to study.
Many of those who work in drug courts welcome more research because they believe it will back up what they've seen firsthand, that drug courts really work. For example, take the program in Miami, Florida. Only 3% of that city's drug court participants were rearrested within 1 year of the program. That compares with a 30% arrest rate for those who didn't go through the drug court. But Judge Robert Croft says the benefits of drug courts go way beyond keeping people out of jail.
These people are now successful in the terms of their remaining drug-free. They're not committing crimes. They're employed. They're generating tax dollars for our state and federal coffers. If there are women who had children, many of them are getting their children back, so we're reuniting the family. I see that as being successful.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Kalamazoo, Michigan.